The findings of USDA's first-ever survey on honeybee colonies was released Thursday.
The year-over-year change, there's an 8% decrease in the honeybee colonies in the United States.
Dan Carestes with the National Agricultural Statistics Service says the numbers cover five quarters from January 1st of last year through the first quarter of 2016. NAS also compared the number of honeybee colonies lost year-over-year, defined by NAS as a completely failed colony or one that was no longer viable.
The January through March quarter of 2015 showed a loss of 500,000 colonies in the United States. That same quarter of 2016 showed a loss of 429,000 colonies in the U.S.
And when honey producers, commercial pollinators, and hobby beekeepers participating in the survey were asked what they thought the top stressor for their colony was, their number one answer was varroa mites.
We simply asked the producer to report to us what the main stressors were for his colonies. Varroa mites are the top stressor. The varroa mites, it varied from as low as 25% one quarter, but all the way up to 43% another quarter, whereas the highest one of any of the other categories got was 19.5% for other disease. So definitely mites are the top item.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.